Go to Zechariah 4. Lord starts speaking to me. He said, I want you to go to my face. And I'm like, where? Do we want to Abraham, Jacob? Do we want to go to Joshua? Which one do we need to go to? Isaiah? He goes, I want you to go to my face in Zechariah 4. That's not really the chapter for that. Well, I never saw his face in there. He goes, go look again. Well, that's all he's got to tell me. I started looking in there and I saw a few anomalies I've not seen before. So let's just lay a little foundation. This chapter was a prophetic chapter for the last days. This is not an early church chapter. This is a latter day chapter. In fact, all of these revelations, Zechariah, Haggai, a lot of Isaiah, were for the last day church. Any of the chapters referring to the people coming out from Babylonian captivity and being brought back into the land, like Isaiah 62, we preached recently, your land shall be married. All of these are latter day promises of a church that will be called out from Babylonian control, literally once global control. We will get it, but not right now. Not while the church is still into the earth. Any of those scriptures referring to coming out, the crowning of the church, are all about last day. The last day bride. So this is where this is coming from. It's very important. But there's some anomalies here. And believe it or not, some of this is fulfilled. Up to verse 10 is our day. Past verse 10 belongs past our day. That's going to get into the two olive trees witnessed in Revelation. That's another dispensation. I don't believe we'll be here for that. But this chapter is all about a progression of the last days. Our part's going to be up to verse 10. Amen. I want you to first look at the anomalies before I get into this revelation. This is super powerful. I wish you'd have given this to me 35 years ago. It made my job a lot easier because in the days where we didn't really know how to carry this, and this whole crown had to be carried from the right hand of God. Our earlier years, we were carrying it pre-right hand of God, and it was extremely heavy to do. And it got very burdensome because it wasn't ever to be designed to be carried by man's might or power. It can't be carried by normal anointings. It has to be literally surrendered every day into his grace and then carried by a grace that comes upon us. We learned that surrender through a lot of pain, but now we've learned to do that. It makes carrying a lot of, not just carrying it, but moving with it. It's definitely on the move. Believe it or not, though you may not see anything here in the realm of the spirit, it is moving. It is spinning now. It's already moved into some destinations and it's ready to roll out. And Chuck, this is our year. Praise God. What is the year of the crown? Well, we're already in it. Praise God. I mean, we're rolling with it. But, this realm called earth will catch up. No worries. Let me show you a few anomalies. Verse 6, he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. It was actually a word. Zerubbabel is Christ. He is the king. He's bringing all this glory out of Zion. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now, because he's already in his resurrected state, he has to work with us. All right? So notice these anomalies. Look at verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Say, thou shalt. That's the first shall not. Because it doesn't belong there. In fact, it's italicized because it doesn't belong there. And he shall. Meaning, as long as you read this way, it has to be something that's still going to happen. Amen? If it shall, it means it still has to happen, correct? Moreover, the word of the Lord. Now watch this in verse 9. The hands, that's what we are. Say, I'm a hand. The hands, plural, of Zerubbabel have laid. Oh, wait a minute. It's not shall. You see that? This is how they got my attention on this. It said the hands of Zerubbabel what? Have laid. So that's done, right? First part's got to be done. Second part's done. Third part is what? Next verse. Verse 10. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall. That means going to happen, happen, going to happen. Verse 7. Thou shalt. Something that still needs to happen. Verse 9, something that's already happened. Verse 10, something that shall happen. So you go from shall happen to has happened, back to shall happen, all in three verses. You see the anomaly there? Something, I'm going to do it, I've done it, I'm going to do it. You see that? See what's wrong there? That's how I got my attention on this verse. I knew it at that point. I mean, I kind of got this scent thing, like a dog that goes to hunt. I mean, once you put me on the scent of something, I'm going to go find it. You go dive in because I know it's there. So I went everywhere. My favorite place to go, and you write this down, is Bible Hub. Just type in Zechariah 4:7, and Bible Hub will come pretty much on the top of the search engine. Hit it, go to more translations, and you'll get all the translations in the world. I found the translation, something very interesting that I want to share with you. Go back to verse 7 for a minute. He said, who art thou, a great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become plain or leveled ground. It's a mountain that shall be leveled. He shall bring forth the headstone. Now, there is a lot of translations for headstone, but I just had to throw this one out because I never saw this one before. It's not really part of it, but you got headstone, final stone, capstone, crowning stone, top stone. It's a stone that's coming out, but there was a translation at Bible Hub. I've never heard of it before, but it's there, and I like it. Brenton Septuagint translation. And it says this, in fact, very old English, because who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, that thou shouldest prosper? Whereas I will bring out, you ready for this? The stone of inheritance. Say the stone of inheritance. I will bring out the stone of inheritance. I'm going to get stoned on inheritance. Don't know if that works, but it works. He will bring out the stone of inheritance. What did he tell Paul? Preach inheritance to those who are sanctified. What is our message? Generational inheritance. I mean, we have inheritance for everything. I can just put inheritance on any message. Zechariah 4, inheritance. Genesis 32, inheritance. Psalm 24, inheritance. Joshua 6, inheritance. Ezekiel 47, inheritance. I mean, all these inheritances coming out. He's bringing out the final crowning stone of inheritance. That is what we will operate in the last days. We will be inheritors of the earth. Say, I am an inheritor. In my land, I'm married to the land of inheritance. I could just preach on that. Let's get back to this anomaly, because this is huge. So I started going through face of God. I read through it. I didn't see anything about the face. Read through it again. Didn't see anything about the face. So where did I have to go? You got to go to literal. Literal means literal without any additions. They literally take what it actually said and they put it on the page. They don't add no shalls. Maybes. Some days they don't do none of that. They just translate it literally. I went to the literal. Let me read it to you. It's actually Smith's. It's the only translation that says this. When I get into the Hebrew, you'll see it. But this translation caught it. When I went, I'm like, I said, Lord, it's there. I mean, if the Lord tells me something's there, it's there. I went through the chapter two or three times, couldn't see it anywhere. And suddenly I go to this, and this is what it says. So watch this. It says, who art thou, O great mountain, before the face of Zerubbabel, you become a level region. I knew immediately to cross out every shall that's in that chapter. Just mark it out. It's not there. I knew immediately before I even read the other translations that this whole chapter was past tense. That when it was given from the face. It was a word of the Lord from the face of God to the face of Zerubbabel. And because it had the face of God in it, it had no time on it. It was already done before it ever happened. which means when he gave it 35 years ago, it was finished before we ever even arrived to the finish line. And suddenly I looked into all of the little translations. They all said the same thing. There are no anonymities like thou shall, done, and back to shall. It's done, done, done. It was completed. My faith went through the roof, meaning this was already done. All I have to do is just stay with it. It's my only job in the world, to stay with this word until it marches us up into the finish line, because it was finished before we ever began. It's not something that has to happen. It's already happened in the face of God. And when you understand the face of God, once God pronounces something from the face of God, it's done! Being the studious Bible student that I am, I had to go into that chapter and I had to go look it up. So I went in to Blue Letter Bible. I hit verse 7 like I'm doing right now. And I go to the original Strong's and look at it. When you go down, you know what that word before is? Before Zerubbabel. Who art thou, O great mountain, before? That word is not before. You know what that word is? Panim, the face. We have Penuel, that's face of God, and the other one's Panim. Those are the two words in Hebrew for the face of God. So before doesn't mean before, it means face. And because it's face of God, it's done. What's face of God? It's him who was, him who is, him that is to come. If you ever get in the face of God, all you have to do is dial into the frequency by the word, stay there, and it'll move you from the place that was, the place that is, to the place that's to come. And you can move if you stay with a word that's in the face of God. That's why we could move so freely past time, because when you stay with a word long enough, it will deliver you from time. It'll move you into its future. It'll open up things you couldn't see. I'm seeing things right now in the realm that's to come that's awesome. But when I'm there, it looks like it's happening right there, because I'm in a living place, not a going to be place. Amen. Why did we see this before? It's there. Now we have the face of God in Abraham. We have the face of God in Jacob. We have the face of God in Joshua, which brought us into the promised land. Now we have the face of God in the crown itself. Zerubbabel coming out. The face of God coming out. The crown is a crown that was, it is, and is to come. And there are no limitations on it. It's there. Now that we know that, there's no shalls. And then something's going to happen. And something's going to happen. No shall, then done, then back to shall. Everyone say done, done, done. Period. Now, something very interesting, because I was having this conversation because we were assigned. I have no idea how we got this calling. Definitely. And there's a lot of grace there. You notice how he says grace, grace. We need grace. He should have thrown another grace in there. We need grace, 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 and more grace. Amen. It's a double portion of grace on this. There's no doubt about it. But what he said, we were given this task to unlock all this revelation. It just would flow. I mean, those of you who have been with us over these years, it just flow. I mean, as soon as we could digest, I mean, we were little babies eating full-blown steaks. And as soon as we would get that one steak in, God would throw another one and another one and another. And it literally went on for 10 years. The whole website is... All of that is the foundation of a latter-day house. He gave us revelations of the crown, and he gave us revelations of these chapters, and now the face of God, how it's coming out, what's going on. We're looking into events that were happening that even mainstream church doesn't preach on very often. But he's letting us look into stuff. I'm like, Lord, do you ever want the rest of the body to understand some of this stuff? It'd be nice if you take it out there. But all of that is foundation. It was the foundation was the revelation. Now something happened when this plumb line revelation was laid that we kind of knew we were coming to an end of the foundation. We could feel it. We knew the foundation had been laid, right? Now the interesting thing is they actually interpreted that the right way. The hands, say hands, not one hand, hands, we're all hands. Hands, because we're a body of Zerubbabel, of the king, have laid. But then it said his hands shall finish. Missed that part. But have laid. There was a time we came and we realized the foundation's like this plumb line. This thing is completing. And when he first gave that, that was not done. When we were on this, just think pre-right hand of God. Let's go back over here. This is where right hand of God started. We're over here. Pre-right hand. Remember the spinning? Threw the sword up, commission. Now we start in the right hand of God. Right? Laying the foundation. But we came to a place where this scripture already said we would come. It said the hands have laid. Do you know corporately we crossed that line? Not going to happen. That line was finished. That verse actually completed in the earth. But then we got these other ones that it's shall. But he pronounced the completion before it ever started. You can have a lot of faults, but if you do one thing right, God will get you through. You can have an extreme amount of faults, but if you do one thing right, he'll get you through. What's the one thing? Keep his word. Stay with it. Keep it in your mouth. Keep it in your heart. Stay with it. Don't let go of it. Fight to stay with it. The enemy will fight you like crazy, but just stay with it, and it'll keep moving. It'll move you even when you don't think you're moving. It'll move you when you don't even deserve to be moved. It will move you and break things off your life. It'll keep you where it's at. Even when you're an imperfect being, when you're handling the crown, you don't handle it in your imperfection. You handle it in him. That's the whole key. You have to surrender who you are. You don't get to carry it who you are. You carry it in who he is. It's that exchange in the throne of grace. To where we are the righteousness of Christ, we shift from who we were to who he is, and we carry it. And when we're with him, it's a lot easier to do. Amen? There's a price to do that every day, but once you get good at it, it's not much of a price. You just do it. Amen? We got to the place, actually, literally, the foundation was laid. But the beautiful thing about this chapter is there are no shalls. Because face of God, you will never find a shall in the face of God. Because when the face of God is present, it is finished. It got finished the day it was spoken, because it was spoken out of the face of God. When it's spoken out of the face of God, it's done. God will see to the done. It will say, done! Which is awesome. Which I don't have to do it. All I got to do is stay with it. So, why don't we read it out of an original translation? Here's one of the literals. I'm going to pull up Young's. Let's read it the way it's supposed to be. See, now what I do with these revelations, I don't just preach these. As soon as he shows this, come tomorrow morning, this will be in my mouth. This will be in my heart. Not going to do, done. If I have a done word, I have a right to go stand in the finish line. I get to stand where it was completed. That's a powerful place for faith. Read it from the literal. He answered verse 6 and spake unto me saying, this is a word of Jehovah unto Zerubbabel, saying not by force, not by power, but by my spirit. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, it doesn't say thou shalt become level ground. It says a plane. A plane. Not an airplane. A plane. Like flat ground. You have been flattened. There is no negotiation. This is the word. Mountain, a plane. Period. And he, ready? Not shall. This is everything when you're dealing with faith here. Not shall, he hath. Say he hath. Brought forth the top stone with cries of grace to it. Say, he hath. That means he hath brought forth the top stone. He hath brought forth the crowning stone. He hath brought forth the stone of inheritance. He hath laid the foundation by his hands. He hath finished the house. He has done it. It's done. That means if he has done it, all we have to do is stay with it and we'll arrive into the place of done. Say done. He hath done it. He has brought it out. What does he mean? He has brought it. He brought it up to heaven. He has brought out that crown of inheritance. That thing is living. It's moving too. It's not like this one that's just sitting there. That thing goes like this. It's got millions of angels that move it. It's a flames of fire and they move. And when they spin that crown, when it comes down, it's going like this. And when they spin it, light and glory and lightning. Lightning glory comes out of it. It looks like a hurricane, but it's lightning waves. And when they come out, you can just see nothing will stand before it. Mountains will get leveled. It's part of his inheritance. All the kingdoms of the world will eventually become the kingdoms of our God by this little word we're carrying. But it's not a little word. It's a big word. And it's already done. He hath brought it out. With shouts of grace. Grace, say grace, grace. There were cries too. There's crying and there's shouting. Today is a shouting time. When you get in there, see, when I'm praying, I'm not asking him to do something. Like Tina said, I'm not begging him to do something. I acknowledge it's done and I walk through the door. And then I go through a door and then all that done stuff, it's living. So it has living images in it. So it's produced a living future and I go into the living future that it's already done. But I saw it move through a gate last week. And now through that gate, I saw it spinning. And I want to go get in that spinning again. What we are into, my friends, is living. The day of the foundations actually was pronounced. That actually happened. Literally in the earth. Praise God. All three translations say the same things. I'm just staying with this one. There is a word of Jehovah to me saying, hands of Zerubbabel did found this house, did lay the foundation, and his hands do finish it. You know what? That's it right there. We have finished. There is not a single thing the devil can do to stop us if we'll keep that word, we do finish. Say, I do finish. We do finish. We as a body do finish. We are finished. Thou hast known that Jehovah of hosts sent me unto you. For who trampled on the day of the small beginnings? I do believe we qualify for that. But these revelations are going to go to the whole world. They are. I said, we're still in the small beginnings. Hey, we're still in the beginning. Trample not. Despise not. The day. It's a kind of a longer day than we wanted to be, but it's the day. Do not despise it. Why would they despise small? Because they're not seeing anything. They're not looking in the right place. They're looking in the eyes of the natural. If around here you look in the eyes of the natural, not much to look at out there. But if you look in the other realm, there's a lot to look at. If you get your eye readjusted to the see what my Father doeth, see that I have given, there's a lot. And when I learned to do that, my faith learned to grow. Don't despise the day of the small beginning. Don't trample on it either. Look to what he's saying. What is God teaching us here? Do not look at what is, but look to my word that is, it was, and especially that is to come. Because my word will deliver you from circumstance. So your faith is not based on what you see in the earth, but what you see by way of the face of God. It's a whole nother realm. It's glorious. You'll laugh when everybody's crying. When everybody's rejoicing. You can rejoice with them when everyone's weeping because they're looking at the world. You're looking at what God's doing and rejoicing. Amen? And calling the world, you will catch up. When I get way up in there now, when I get far enough into the done realm, I turn around and I start prophesying to this realm and I say, you will follow me. You will bow and you will follow the word of God that I'm standing on, and you will follow me to where I am right now. That's when you speak to the mountains. You don't speak to the mountains when you're in the mountains. Get out of the mountains and then speak to them. Because this word is going to level your mountains. Amen! Verse 10, for who hath trampled on the day of small things? Watch this. The King James and all the other ones say, thou shalt rejoice. But watch what this says. They have rejoiced. Say, they have rejoiced. Say, they have rejoiced. They have rejoiced and seen, not going to see, seen the 10 weight or the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They have rejoiced. All right. I'm going to read it from one other version, just that last part. Verse 10. Smith says this, for who despised the day of small things, they rejoiced and they saw. Say, I rejoiced and I saw. Where were you standing? In that verse, where are you standing? If this is the beginning and this is the middle and that's the end, where are you standing in that verse? Where is that verse standing? Past that pole. You're not anywhere in between. Where are we literally right now? Somewhere like right here on the 1 yard line. Amen. We're here. We've moved the football 99 yards. Where's the verse? You don't have to score the touchdown. It's already been scored. What you got to do is just step over. When you learn to step over, that's what the face of God did for Abraham. It's what it did for Jacob when he passed through Peniel. It's what he did with Joshua before the battle was won. He won it. In the prolongation of the ram's horns on the seventh day, you'll hear the sound of the jubilee. He was in the seventh day. The jubilee was blowing. When Joshua came out of the encounter, it was done. We can go into the done realm and then walk back to this one. You see that? So we got to know, where did he speak this from? This word, believe it or not, it may have started 35 years ago. It was spoken from a completed place. All the way to the 1 yard line, all you and I are going to do in our faith is just step over. Yes, done. See that? When you get here in your faith, way over here, done realm, that's where the authority comes from to speak to this realm. People are trying to speak into this realm. You can do it. It's just harder. The done realm is finished. So what we do is we meditate and we speak it. It is completed. He had to rejoice. Say, I have rejoiced to see. What does that say? I have rejoiced. We have despised not the day of the small beginning, for your eyes have rejoiced to see the plumb line in the hand of our king with those seven. He's brought them out. He's done it. When you close your eyes, I rejoice to see, you can see it come down. It's finished. He brought out the crowning stone, the great seven spirits of God, the stone of inheritance, the crowning glory that's spinning, living. It's all now. Because you moved in the completion of it. That's why we can see beyond our day, because it was spoken beyond our day. That whole chapter was born out of the face of God. And you and I have already completed. Well, where's it at? It's right there. What eye are you looking at? What mouth are you speaking from? Is your mouth speaking from this realm or that realm? Is your eye looking at this realm or that realm? It's where you are. You ready? The Lord said, you want my secrets? Then be with me where I am. For where I am, there shall you be. Where is he now? Where he's speaking from? Pretty much can guarantee he's right here. How many of you have been in the right hand of God? Raise your hand. You went to a throne that you can't see? Did you feel feelings at that throne? Living? Can you give me a Google coordinate of that throne?
How'd you find that? The Word. That's where He is. How many of you got to the Father? How many of you have been in the Father, where I am in the Father? Well, you know why? How'd you get there? A Word told you you could have it. How am I going to get over here? A Word just told me I can go there. And if I have a Word done, that's where He is. Where I am, come on, baby. There shall you be also. Come stand with me in the finish line, the end zone. Right here, finished, completed. Despise not the day of the small beginning. My eye hath, and it has rejoiced, and has seen the plumb line in the hand of our King with those seven, the great crown of inheritance, the crowning stone of inheritance. Has come out from Zion. He brought out the crown. He brought out the glory. And He has placed it upon us and crowned us with a new story. We passed through the 1 yard. You know what the 1 yard line was? The gate of Penuel. We passed through. Look at this. If it's face of God, you can walk through. Because I can tell you, if something has the face of God attached to it, there's an end. There's a finality. There's a completion. There's a realm that's to come. If you stay with it. So we started walking through the gate. So we've been doing this for quite a long time now. We've been jumping over. Well, see, if you keep jumping over the hoop, guess what? All this realm is forced to follow you. It has to. Let's give God glory. Say, our eyes have rejoiced to see the plumb line in the hand of our King. Our eye hath rejoiced. We are learning something here. We are learning how to move into the realm of freedom and liberty. Now, He gave us the Word. Now let's start walking over and stand there. Practice standing in your finish line. Practice standing in a finish line. Practice speaking and seeing from a place that's done. You'll be amazed what's over there. You'll be amazed how it opens. You'll be amazed. Say, mine eyes rejoiced to see. You know what that's eyes He's talking about? Those are not the eye of faith. That's your literal eye. Your literal eye finally saw it. This small beginning. Don't camp out here. This whole thing's moving. Believe me, this whole tent is moving. The crown's on the move. We're on the move. You know what can unstick you more than anything? Faith and face of God. Let's all stand. Praise God. Come on, let's give Him glory.